Please rise. Pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Board of Supervisors meeting, March 22nd, 2022. Is there any changes to the agenda?
I have none.
I have none. Move on, meet with the department head and elected official. Sarah, Jody, payroll.
Good morning. Just keeping busy. Nothing new to report at this time.
Lisa Schaefer, county attorney.
Good morning. Nothing new to report.
Colin Gersh, IT.
Nothing new to report.
What? Kevin Van Denning.
I've got something for you.
Have you? Good.
The jail population, we're at 68 this morning. Still holding where we were. Two adult males are out of county now because we only have so much maximum security room, and we had another one come in with the maximum security, so we're holding him elsewhere. Down to 3 juveniles out of county, so just kind of balanced out there. We got notice that our long-time dietitian out of the jail is going to be retiring in the next month or two, and she's done an amazing job for us. But with that, we started kind of looking at outsourcing our food service, just doing some price comparisons to see where it lands in comparison to it. So as we get those numbers in, we'll probably let you guys know where those are landing and what the plan is for the future. But other than that, I really don't have any major news for you.
Okay, thanks, Kevin.
Yep.
Rodney Gleason, maintenance.
Good morning. Just got a lot going on. Nothing new to report.
Okay, thank you. Matt. County Assessor's Office.
Thank you. Just finishing up our 2022 values. So notices will go out for any change of value next week. No widespread reevaluation. So most of the changes are new construction, demolitions of property, some just normal type changes in value. No reevaluation this year. Month of April is the time frame to appeal your value to the local board review. So contact our office for petitions and information on how to do that.
Thanks, Matt.
Yep.
Jared Lassiter, Sussex County Regional Planning.
I don't have anything unique today. We do have a couple of subdivisions out for review, minor subdivisions. Other than that, just keeping busy as normal with land use permits.
Okay, thank you. Chris Lee, Conservation.
Good morning. The boat ramp project at Big Hollow has started. As of right now, the boat ramp is non-existent. They've got it all in the process right now of smashing it all out of there. Depending on what the weather does, hopefully we'll be done with it first part of next week. I'm guessing with the rain that we've got, they'll kind of slow down. We thought maybe we'd crank it out the week with the rain, not so much. So the access to lake is closed until that's done. Like I said, hopefully first part of next week is the temporary optimistic for. And then you probably saw on paper, we do have the bridge at Stars Cave closed. There is a nesting owl that's been nesting there quite some time. There's a kind of a hole in the rock shelf there kind of by the cave. And it's nested there for as long as I can remember. We've got an owl nesting, a great horned owl nesting in there. And for some reason, the nest is a lot farther forward. It's a lot more visible this year. And we've had some problems with the public messing with it. There's some people throwing rocks at it or something. So in the interest of wildlife protection, we've closed the bridge until the owlets are hatched and flew out flying the coop. So,
are those the ones? And I've seen them a lot of times. You spoke the dog out there. I didn't realize they were great horn, but they'd come out on up sort of the shelf and they'd stand there and they'd be about this tall.
Yeah.
I can't imagine anybody throwing a rock at them.
And
my kids loved them.
Yeah, and I mean for those that know it's there. I mean, it's been iconic for years. We've had a lot of people. I mean, they would come out daily. I would love to see if anybody's listening and has this series of pictures. I would love to see because I know somebody has to, has a series of pictures of the development of those outlets, because I know we have people in the past that have come out there every single day and have photographed that nest. And so it's really been kind of iconic, but, you know, we can't be having that kind of stuff. And so, you know, 99.999% of the people that come to Stark's Cave, and it's a lot. I mean, we probably get 30,000 visitors to that park every year. Are perfectly fine, and we have very few problems there. It's just, you know, it takes, as with everything, just a couple folks to really mess everything up. And I know we've got, you know, based on social media, there's a lot of folks that, you know, are over the bridges closed and stuff like that. But so it goes. But and then we are getting into burn season, where we were until the rain started. But burn season will be firing back up, so we'll be doing some prescribed burns as weather allows us. And when we do that, it's generally all staff hands on deck, and so we will pull the office staff out often to go help do those type things when conditions allow. So if you are going to come out to our office, please call us first and make sure we're there. Same thing with the Nature Center. We pull Nature Center staff off to help us do those, because we don't have the field staff to do them. So, but in that, just starting to see some projects go. We got the walk-on grant, Clean Water Conservation Grant, was sent in last weekend, and so that's all been received. So cross our fingers that we get that and keep those projects moving.
Big Hollow Water.
Big Hollow Water was turned on yesterday, and so we'll be progressively getting waters turned on to the various parks. Generally, April 1st is kind of the official park opening day that we go for, but it wouldn't surprise me. Although, based on the weather forecast, I'm not sure about this weekend, but I really suspect next weekend is when we'll start seeing campers. I was honestly surprised we didn't have any this last weekend as warm as it was. So.
Okay, thanks, Chris. Yeah. Ryan Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. Quick note about reminder, I guess, the Upper Flint, the DOT's project, will be closing that, sounds like beginning April. So that sounds like that's a 3 to 4 week closure from last I heard, but like I said, last year nobody expected to be closed for what, 2 or 3 months either, so we'll see. And then we do have a project out for bid, a local bid on the paving on the rest of Upper Flint Road from what we did a couple years ago. So that bid's there early part of April. The rocking program, the contract rock haul did start up last week, but then it started to rain. So I think they've gotten 2 days in the course of what were 5 or 6 of them that they could have. So they started on 180th and Irish, to give you an idea where. So, but they're not quite done with Irish yet. And of course they're not hauling today because of the rain. And then we had an employee that decided to accelerate his retirement plans. So he's gonna retire here and be just probably around a month and a half, give or take. So we'll be working on some internal processes to let people figure out what they want to do going forward and try to get that all shuffled out and then work our way towards some advertisements and stuff like that. So I'll give you some more update as that thing moves forward, but we will be losing one guy to retirement, which is great for him, and working towards a new employee eventually. So
thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
Trent Heckling, how about the county attorney's office? Do you have anything to add to her? Nothing? It's not the way to put it, is it?
Exactly, it's not the way to put it. No, I'm here for a closed session for some ongoing litigation.
Okay.
As you know,
I just had to give her a rough time. Terry Johnson, the county auditor.
Good morning. Some election updates. This Friday at 5 p.m. is the deadline for anybody that wants to file for any county offices. All of our current elected officials that are on the ballot this year have submitted their papers. So we've received Janelle's and Natalie's and Lisa's and Tom's, so they have all filed their papers. Shauna and I finally got all of the addresses updated with the new precincts for the city of Burlington.
That's a job.
So, yeah, that was. Altogether, it probably took us, I mean, if we would have worked steadily throughout the whole time, it took us about 3.5 days just to go through all the addresses, make sure that each address link was in the correct precinct. And also, we've set the polling locations. We are changing a few of them due to ADA and accessibility for the voters. So we've got that new list that we're changing, and then everybody should look forward because we let the state know that we were done with our part, and then in May is when the state will send out new voter registration cards to everybody in the county. So everybody needs to look for those so that they know. I think the big issue is going to be the city of Burlington because they're the ones with the big changes for them to realize where their new locations are. We've got precincts 1 through 8 instead of 1 through 9 now, and some of those numbers have adjusted a little bit, but most people associate with their polling location of where they need to go, and so that's what they need to pay attention to is where they need to go for their polling location. And I think that is March the 29th, that is the first day that anybody can submit an absentee ballot request for a ballot for the primary election. We can't receive those the day before, and it can only be on the 29th from then on. But the ballots won't actually be ready until like May the 15th. I'd have to look at that, see exactly when it is, because there's a shorter deadline for actually mailing out the ballots. But all of that is working its way, so.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and there'll be more in the future, so.
Thanks, Terry.
Welcome.
Ken Heidman, SEAL region, mental health.
Yeah, very busy working on contracts this time of year. All of the providers were asked by March 15th to get their budgets in for next year's contracts. And so they did that, and there's a couple of providers we had to go back and say, we need a revised budget, something isn't quite right on it, you know. So we're working on getting revised budgets done now. One of the issues was that the region decided to pay $10 per square foot for rental space, and so getting those numbers in the budgets correctly, the two providers, Optimate and Hope Haven, have been notified. Can you give us those new numbers based on the new, the finance committee of the regional board decided on that? So, yep, we're working on all that, working on setting up contract meetings. I did hear on Friday at my management team meeting that the county member resolutions for amended 2080s and the MOUs will be going out to county auditors soon, so Ryan will be sending those out soon. I heard on Friday. Otherwise, we have, the region is sponsoring a training today at 2:00. It's a webinar, and it's addiction and recovery. Addiction's not a moral failure, with Dr. Stephen Lloyd. And Dr. Lloyd has decades of experience in internal medicine, mental health, and substance abuse services. And so he uses evidence-based practices in his treatment approach. And so that should be pretty good. I'll be listening to that webinar at 2:00. If anybody else wants information on that, I've got the brochure with me. So that's about all I have.
Okay, thanks, Ken.
Yep.
Janelle, how's the treasurer's office?
Busy. Yesterday it was a constant flood of people, but we got a little reprieve around 2:00. I don't know, somebody shut the faucet off for a little while. But anyway, just your reminder again, this week of property taxes due by March 31st at 4:30 in the office, or the Dropbox, or postmarked.
Was all that rush yesterday without taxes coming in?
No, not all. I mean, it's springtime, and people are getting boats and campers out, and, motor vehicles.
Beautiful day to pay your taxes.
Huh?
It'd be a beautiful day to pay your taxes.
It was beautiful, yes.
Sunshine, 79 degrees.
It was lovely.
Thanks, Janelle. Crystal Boy Miller, Public Health.
Good morning. We continue to be busy. Last week was our Board of Health meeting, and we're continuing to work on the webpage for the Board of Health. We also discussed this now that COVID has slowed down a little bit, that we're doing more outreach clinics. And one of the things that we plan to do in April is increase the STI testing that we do at our sexually transmitted infections testing that we do in our office. So we're just doing some webinars on that, learning, ordering some supplies, and then we'll let you know once we get that opened up to do more, increase the testing available.
Thank you, President. Did I miss anybody? Okay, so we got, have correspondence. I see none here. Do any of you gentlemen have any correspondence?
I have.
I do.
See, you have?
No, no, I don't.
Okay, moving on to discussion vote, we have the second public hearing for the ordinance number 38 on the well water and water supply code.
Motion to open public hearing.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Okay. Anybody have any comments on this? If anybody from the public has any comments on it that's listening, they can call in at 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. Or email board@dmcounty.com. That would be board@dmcounty.com, and we'll give you 2 minutes. Anybody here got anything to say in 2 minutes? Tom?
Nothing, thank you.
Nothing at all.
I don't even know what it is. I'm sorry.
The auditor's office get any emails?
Nope, haven't sorry. Received anything.
So. This is a little long.
Well, we've got Trent here. He wrote it.
Give us the legal highlights.
Sure. What is this?
It's this one, Trent.
Is that chapter 38? So this was.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
This
yeah,
was the
questions?
Chapter you wrote for
yeah.
public health.
Yeah. And really, there's not a lot of changes, just implementing. So what we did before was. We basically said that every well in the county had to meet the standard for a public use well. And the state, who does the kind of manages the program for us, said, well, if you want the 28E to work, we need to be able to do both. So we're now allowing people to have private wells and meet that private well standard without asking for a special variance. Really the only difference.
Okay, the 2 minutes is up. So
motion to close the public hearing. Second.
Sir.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Motion to approve the ordinance number 38 water well and water supply code, and to we don't need the.
You can wait.
You want to
waive
the third?
I think we can waive the third on this, can we?
Yep.
And waive the third hearing.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Thank you, Terry.
Okay, now we have a public hearing on a proposal to enter into an essential purpose loan agreement.
Motion to open public hearing.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. This here is a public hearing, a proposal to enter into a certain loan agreement in the amount not to exceed $3,840,000 is related to paying for the cost of the county health, workers' compensation, and liability insurance. Does anybody have any comments on this? I'll give you 2 minutes also to call in on this. I That'd be 753-8203, extension 4. 753-8203, extension 4. 4. Or email board@dmcounty.com. That's board@dmcounty.com.
I guess this would be a good time as any to make a note on these loan agreements. Yeah. The way the county uses those is with a line of credit. So at the end of the year, come June 30th, we won't have any debt. We pay them off the year that we take them out. It's a mechanism to help keep the county tax rate low and give the little flexibility in capital spending.
Trent did a better job. He filled the whole 2 minutes.
What?
So Trent filled the whole 2 minutes.
He's an attorney. That's law school 101. Once you start talking, you roll a little bit.
Okay, your 2 minutes is up.
Motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Barrett.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
I move to approve a proposal and enter into a single purpose loan agreement.
Second.
Barrett.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Public hearing on proposal to enter into a general purpose loan agreement.
Move that we go into that we open public hearing.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yep.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. This is a public hearing on a proposal to enter into a certain loan agreement in the amount that not to exceed $200,000 related to paying the cost of making repairs and improvements to the county buildings and acquiring equipment for county buildings. We also will give you 2 minutes to call in on this at 319-753-8203. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4, or call DM County or board@dmcounty.com. That'd be board@dmcounty.com.
General purpose. It's just two different paragraphs in the code. Okay, your 2 minutes is up.
Motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Shane McCambell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Motion to approve the proposal by owner of General Purpose Loan Agreement.
Second. Sarah?
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Shane McCambell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Okay, next we have a resolution 2022-23. Resolution to take additional action on the proposal to enter in the general obligation loan agreements, combining loan agreements, and providing for the levy of taxes to pay general obligation county purpose bonds. This is what we just went through. Do you want me to read this whole thing or? Read it?
Do I want to read it?
I'll read it, but if we just give a number amount to.
Yeah, we get the number amount. We just give the number amount there with the. This is what Tom said. Does anybody have any? Okay. We need a motion.
I move to approve the loan agreement.
Second.
Sarah?
Shane McCambell?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. This will be on file in the auditor's office, so if you do want to look at it, you're welcome to. At your own discretion and time. Okay, there you go, sir. Moving on, 5E, we have a presentation by, is that Mattel Broadband Internet?
Maybe we should just skip over that. I don't think he's here. Maybe he'll show up in a few minutes.
Yeah, we'll move on. We have a...
Unless he's waiting out there.
Move on to contract for BCAT T4-22-24. This is the First Amendment to the System of the CARES Mental Health Wraparound Contract. This contract number DCAT 4-22-24 is effective from April 15, 2022 between the Department of Iowa Human Services Agency and Des Moines County contractors. The amendment to the language as follows. Revision 1, Section 1, 3, 4, 1, pricing. The maximum amount of contractor will be compensated is hereby amended to $135,000 for the entire term of the contract. Revision 2, sections 1.3.4.1, payment table, are amended as follows. The duration, 7/1/21 to 6/30/22, $35,000. 7/1/22 to 6/30/23, $50,000. 7/1/23 to 6/30/24, $50,000. The continued payment for any contract extension years is contingent upon extension of this contract. This is for mental health. Anybody?
I think that's a correction from what we did.
Yeah, we did a couple weeks ago. And they had to make a correction.
Because I think there was a date issue on there, and I forget something else.
Yeah, I can't remember the other thing, but I just know it was a correction. But
yeah.
I approve the contract with correction.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCambell?
Yes, please.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. payroll reimbursement claims in the amount of $375.67. And what's your, that's it.
I didn't hear you.
Oh.
Reimbursement claim, motion to approve the reimbursement claim.
$375.67.
Yeah, motion to approve the reimbursement.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Okay, we have a Class C liquor license for Hy-Vee at the event on the Barn on the Ridge on April the 28th. Looks like everything here is in order. I don't think the sheriff will have anything to say about this.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
What did the sheriff say?
I said no issues.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. If we have another Class C license for Hy-Vee event, Barn on the Ridge, for April the 7th.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Okay, now we have Years of Service Award. Did you get the order? Mr. Broker, being the senior guy on the board, I have the honor of presenting you.
Colin Gerst.
Yeah.
15 years.
The second's overwhelming today.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Matthew Warner.
All right.
20 years. Congratulations.
Doesn't even look like he could be that old.
Terry Johnson, 28 years of service.
Terry Jane.
Thank you very much, Terry.
So you get your hair done for the occasion. We're proud of you.
Just for you, Shane.
We're proud of you.
You mean Terry or Tom?
That was a little well.
I'd like to thank all three of you. It's been a pleasure working with you. All of you. Brought me a long way on my IT skills with my phone, I'll tell you that. Matt, you learned me a lot about taxes, Matt. And Terry, you really helped me out.
Just keeping you in line. That's right. It's a job.
I rely on Terry a lot, so appreciate all what all three of you did, and I'm sure the rest of the board does too.
What he said, absolutely.
Yeah.
Even though Colin won't chop wood.
Okay, we have personnel actions. April Krogermeyer, mental health advocate for community service, unpaid days off, 315 to 318, 3.75 days at the same time.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Next one we have Correctional Center. We have two of them for the Correctional Center. We'll do both of these at once. First one is Tanner Whalen. It's a 24-month step increase. He's a Correctional Center cook. $13.33 an hour to $13.61 an hour. And the second one is resignation, full-time officer, which is Dakota Day, effective 3/25/2022.
And I think they're hiring as well.
No,
they took that part out. Oh, they took
that out.
Oh,
yeah, that
sorry.
Out.
Okay, we found that later.
So. Oh, okay, it was on the packet. Right.
I move to approve. And the cook makes the best bologna sandwich in Des Moines County, so they say.
Second, and how would you know?
It wasn't bad.
Sir.
Shane McCampbell?
It was a long time ago. I mean, yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. And we have one more, and this is for local health. It's Judith Weatherwax, certified nurse's aide. It's for 25.38 hours unpaid time off.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Okay, we have reports on the file. For the Sheriff's Monthly Report and the clerk of the reports for fees collected, and these will be on file in the auditor's office for your viewing at your discretion. Minutes for the regular meeting on March 15th, 2022.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah?
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Is there any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items?
I have none.
Okay. Committee reports?
I have community action. We've got a new member, Brent Ruther. Appreciate it. And they're looking at adding a new service. They should have all the information tied up by the end of the week. Had a youth committee meeting. The numbers are starting to go back up after COVID, which is actually not a good thing, but we've got a lot of troubled youth in Des Moines County. I had a Bridges Out of Poverty, which isn't actually a board meeting, but Pastor Melissa, she passed away last week, and so she was really, really instrumental in helping out with Bridges Out of Poverty. She was really a catalyst behind it. But she has passed away, so I'm just kind of remembering her. But I had a DCAT board meeting, and they're going to start doing some training here coming up. They're going to do some training on grant writing, and also we're going to have the Tall Cop Says Stop come back this year. And I guess he's really, really sought after. A lot of us, we start getting old, and we can't keep up with the kid lingo on stuff, you know, when they're talking that little slick stuff. So he gives everybody a freshener. I'm sure you stay up to a lot of it with your job, which, you know, I'm sure you could practically do one yourself. But anyways, there's stuff that they're doing, you know, vaping and just all this nonsense that, you know, it's just not in our purview. So he'll be coming this year, and I'll give the date on that. But I hear that he's really good. Also some other things as well. Was something else I had. I can't remember. I'll just stop right there.
had a COBCO meeting, the City County Health Insurance Board, and just heard, got some updates on a couple of the programs, and the life insurance rates are not going to increase, so that's all I had.
Okay, I had a public health meeting, and I think Chris pretty well covered that, what she said about the, in her report, which was good. Also attended a fair board meeting with the college and fair board meeting this morning, and discussed a lot of stuff, and they're going to have that pigeon club, what used to be the pigeon club, now it's Mark Horn is going to do it. They're going to not charge him any rent, but he's going to clean all that paint that's chipping off in there for the automotive class, and the funds from that will go to the college for the automotive training. He, when he got laid off at his work, he decided that he would take a class out to college, which they offered him, so he went in and figured he might want to work on a car or something, so that's what he did. So that's going to go to good use. And that's all I had. So, public input. Anybody has public input, we will give you 2 minutes. You can call in at 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. Or email board@dmcounty.com. That'd be board@dmcounty.com. And we will give you 2 minutes to do that.
Hey, Rod. Rod, you can take a peek out that door and see if this guy showed up yet.
Yeah.
I don't see anybody.
Okay, thank you.
You see, when they starting on Pleasant Grove Road? Is that 2 weeks or 1 week?
First week of April is the last I know. First full week of April, I believe.
Okay.
I think the first of April is actually a Friday. But.
When are they going to start out at Geode?
Geode, I think the closure is scheduled for the 28th, I want to say, off the top of my head. So just ahead of April. We sent out letters to residents and such last week. Should have gotten there this weekend to just give them a heads up about that. And we'll do a press release also.
Was that 115th or 150th, whatever the heck that is?
115th.
Yeah.
They have not communicated with us about when they want to start. So I don't have that yet. They did tell us they wanted to get going sooner or later, but I haven't heard anything yet.
Brian, have you heard anything about when
the
gate's
going to
close?
No, I have not. The first closure for that work was mostly with down at Upper Flint, so I'll see if I can find a schedule up. But they haven't said anything.
2 minutes. 2 minutes is up on that. So we nobody public had anything to say. So we shall need a motion to go into closed session with the Board of Supervisors to discuss county security in accordance with Iowa Code Section 21.5G. Discuss information protected under Iowa Code sections.
So moved.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Now you're.
I'm with the adjourned.
Second.
Let's go out of closed session first.
You just did.
I thought we just did that.
Yeah, we did.
We came back. Oh, yeah, we just went out of closed session for litigation. Motion. Who made the motion, Tom?
Tom.
Shane.
Shane made the motion.
I second.
Sarah?
So, Tom Broker?
No.
No. Close enough.
Shane Campbell?
Yeah.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
The end result's the same.
Okay.